Tom Carkle in the WRJN News Center. Forecast for today calling for a mixture of sun and clouds. We'll have a high in the low, maybe the mid-70s. Kenosha right now, 49 degrees, 51 in Burlington, Milwaukee 55, 54 at this hour in Racine. Tonight, 6:30 meeting of the Mount Pleasant Village Board, a little lighter than normal in terms of agenda items, but the public comment portion perhaps may be of more interest than anything, given the recent announcement, finally, about the site for locating the huge Foxconn production facility. Otherwise, the agenda does include the usual attempt to fill that trustee position, which has been vacant since the spring, along with various reports from the village president, trustees, and staff. Racine's Redevelopment Authority expected to lend its voice to the 2018 city budget process related to the capital improvement plan that the mayor's office has released for consideration over the next month, and that includes the use of intergovernmental revenue fund dollars. Noting certain RDA projects are related in the overall CIP and often utilize IG money, Development Director Amy Conley said that a voice in the process would be helpful.
Because we get a lot of our funding from the IG, and because you guys play a big role in the allocation of the IG, we wanted to make sure that you knew what was looking in there. We have been asked by finance to actually review this and approve at least our annual budget and give some feedback on the IG long-term plan and try to set up an interim meeting, because they're approving the CIP, I believe, scheduled to approve it in early November before we have our next meeting.
Connolly noting that the proposal to study the feasibility of the Uptown Theater as a performing arts center, which we told you about last Friday, is just one component of a process designed to be as transparent as possible regarding the IG fund. The proposed Racine Capital Program, aside from the Uptown Theater study, also plans money toward replacing the safety building, the proposed event center, the newly named Water Street project, and maybe a couple of fire stations. City Administrator Jim Palahniuk is going to be presenting both the CIP and general operating budgets Wednesday evening to the council in Committee of the Whole. The public hearing is set for October 30th. Final votes on each spending plan, just 1 year only, though, on the CIP, targeted for the night of November 7th. That would be the same day as the new mayor takes office. Committees on the Kenosha County Board going to start the work of reviewing the county executive's proposed 2018 budget this week. Board of Health to review their budget during a meeting at noon today, followed by the Brookside Willowbrook Board of Trustees at 3 p.m. The County Board's Public Works and Facilities Committee to review the budgets for the Division of Highways, Golf, Parks, Facilities, and Planning Development, all beginning at 6:30. Then Wednesday, the Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee has the budgets for juvenile intake, the DA's office, the Clerk of Court's office. That begins at 6 p.m. Sheriff's Department is up at 7. Planning, Development, Extension, Education's Committee, they begin their budget review at 6 o'clock. Once committee review of all the individual budgets in Kenosha County is complete, then the Finance Committee starts its review later in the month with the full Kenosha County Board to vote on that spending plan in early November. 1 week from tonight, the Racine Unified School Board has a public hearing on a plan to borrow more than $33 million over a five-year period toward outstanding big-ticket projects on their master list of facilities needs, and that includes demolition, possibly land acquisition.
The board would have a five-year period to borrow the $33.5 million, not all at once, they don't have to, in order to do certain projects. And the project language is general. It says for paying the cost of acquiring land and buildings, renovating and equipping buildings, and demolishing certain school facilities. So anything that fits in that category, this funding could be used for.
Chief Operations Officer David Hazen telling the board recently the public hearing listed in the legal section of the newspaper today as required under a familiar process. Each project, though, would still come to the board for consideration. Public hearing on that plan to borrow that money will take place next Monday night, 5:30 p.m. That would be ahead of the regular business meeting at 6:30. Well, it's Ride to Work Week in Racine. It's an effort by the Racine Transit System to promote healthy, sustainable, economic transportation options for all. And you can learn about the new branding on the bus system. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Similar to Bike to Work Weeks, Ride to Work Week is aimed at promoting the benefits of riding the bus and encouraging the area workforce to give it a try. The Racine Transit System is also partnering with local businesses to spread the word. A launch party is being held at the Corrine Rita Owens Transit Center beginning at 8 o'clock with coffee, pastries, live entertainment, and conversation. It's open to everyone, not just those who ride the bus. Ride to Work Week continues through Friday. Janet Hoff, WRJN News.
And the 20- 2017 Wisconsin Fall Tourism Conference going to be taking place Thursday and Friday, November the 2nd and 3rd at the Delta Hotel by Marriott on Highway 20 in Mount Pleasant. The opening keynote speaker will be international destination branding guru Roger Brooks and his focus on making downtown a thriving destination. A destination, that is. He will also be talking about the 20 ingredients of an outstanding downtown the day before the conference, 6:30 p.m. at the Golden Rondell Theater. State Tourism Secretary Stephanie Klett also going to be at hand for the event. More information, www.escapetowisconsin.com/about/convention. An investigation underway in Oak Creek after a Franklin man was struck and killed by a vehicle Sunday near South 27th Street and West Southland Drive. The victim, who was in the process of crossing the street, pronounced dead at the scene. Meanwhile, a man from Oak Creek is dead after the collision of his SUV and a limo bus in Ozaukee County stopped on the right shoulder of I-43 in the town of Belgium. No other injuries reported. A man from Sheboygan facing felony charges, an AR-15 rifle, and a pressure cooker found in his vehicle near O'Hare Airport. Police indicating Santos Zamora was pulled over for speeding, then arrested after the items were discovered. He appeared in Cook County Court on a felony count of aggravated unlawful use of a weapon. City of Racine sidewalk repair program for this year delayed due to required bidding awarded by the Common Council last week to a company called Raza of Racine LLC. Their total bid price, $288,500. Language in the contract calling for a particular subcontractor to handle the shaving portion. Shaving grinds off the raised edges instead of replacing entire squares of a sidewalk square. Safe Step, approved by the council last year for the work, the required subcontractor. DPW Commissioner Mark Yellen says it is allowed by state statute.
Provisions of state statute 62-15. Subparagraph 7, which deals with patented materials and processes, we can direct the contractor to use a subcontractor that processes and materials are covered by patents if they extend prices to us that we find acceptable.
The shaving portion of the contract, just under $59,000. Mudjacking figured at about $1,700, $228,000 for total replacement of sidewalk squares, all in the DPW budget. Up until last year, property owners were required to replace the city-marked sidewalk squares on their own. Racine's Landmarks Preservation Commission has a 5 o'clock meeting at City Hall. The discussion is going to be about a heritage preservation plan. It's listed as the main topic of discussion, the city recently hiring the Lakota Group to do this work. It is the same company that put together Kenosha's downtown plan. It's being used toward redevelopment. The discussion this evening at City Hall in Racine about preserving the heritage of Racine, and that'll include identifying initial preservation planning issues and challenges, coming up with a community engagement program, identifying available resources, and a calendar. This according to Nick Kalajiris, the vice president with the Lakota Group.
We understand that taking a look at some particular areas here in the community is a big component of the project, so we'll be doing a sort of a windshield reconnaissance survey of those areas so we can get an understanding whether they're eligible for districts or landmarks. But we're also going to take a look at everything from how do you administer your program here, are there economic development issues regarding preservation, neighborhood issues, things like that.
Chief City Planner Matt Sadowski pointing out that past occasions for community involvement meetings have been rather poorly attended, even offering free Kringle. A group of people, he says, just only concerned about preservation. Generally, the public is not. Also on the agenda for tonight's meeting, a summary report on a recent meeting that was held about the West 6th Street Bridge in Racine. That's going to have to be replaced in the near future. The planning toward that is continuing. WRJN.com is our webpage. We keep our newscasts in the local news section of it. And throughout the day, at WRJN News, we'll get you our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Carco, WRJN News.